Will you tell us about your collaboration with other orchestras in Romania?
Well, actually, the first time I was here in Romania was Iași.
Yeah,
it was the
course.
First time. It was in 2005, I think.
Yeah.
And then I got in contact with several others, sometimes only once. With other orchestras, I have concerts regularly, like in Cluj. I did actually most concerts in Cluj and CBU2 and actually Iași, UNESCO Philharmonic, yeah, too. And it's sometimes rewarding. Although, I must say, I don't have a very good name, because I always like to choose unknown programs.
Oh, no. This is
one of my favorites.
Etiquette, a mark people put on some artists. So
well, it's
you,
true.
You can conduct anything.
Well, I could.
You conducted UNESCO, and I remember very well.
Ah, yeah, that's not rare for you, but it's rare for me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. So that's what I like. I like the challenge in life.
Right. Now you brought here Scriabin Symphony, Second Symphony,
yes,
which is rare for us indeed, because I don't know when and if they had played before. Was it difficult to impose this repertoire?
Well, surprisingly enough, not the Scriabin. I thought it will be, but you know that Scriabin died 1915, so I think
yes, 100,
100 years of death, I think we should celebrate it. And I actually wanted also to combine it with a piece of his teacher, Sergei Taneyev, which is one of my favorite composers. He also died in 1915. Actually, by accident, he attended the funeral of Scriabin in January, and he got pneumonia. And he
because
died
of that
because
moment.
Of that funeral. And he died a few months afterwards.
It is not known. This is very...
Yeah, it's a little story on the side of history.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was told that they had done already Ioan Damascenus, the cantata, this short opus 1 cantata by Taneyev. And all the other pieces are actually longer. So it didn't work besides the Scriabin Symphony. Although I have done this Taneyev Symphony here too,
yes,
already.
Yes, of course.
So, Scriabin, well, when you know Taneyev, he was this very contrapuntial guy. He was very famous for composing everything in incredible contrapuntial dimensions. And of course, his pupils like Rachmaninoff and Glier and Miaskovsky and Scriabin, they had a good school. And when you look at the Scriabin Symphony, it's very well composed. It's lovely to look at. Although the symphony is not the typical Scriabin style as we know. It's not the poem de l'extase. It's not like Prometheus. It's not the third symphony.
So it's not mystical.
It's not mystical yet.
Yeah,
it's a very romantic.
Period.
It's, actually the final piece of his romantic period. But nevertheless, very charming piece, very wild sometimes, beautiful slow movement, and not easy to play. Not easy to read, I would say. It's not very difficult to play once you know what to play, because it's notated very difficult. Sometimes with double B and double flats and double sharps, and you have 6 flats in the beginning and then you have double sharps 2 bars later. It's quite difficult to read. But once you know the harmonies and once you know each other what you're playing in the orchestra.
Is there enough 5 days for preparing?
Well, they read very nicely today, I must say. So we read the whole symphony and through the overture.
Did you conduct it before?
Not the Scriabin Symphony. I did the third symphony before, but not the second.